Okay, I just want to share a couple things. We're in a time, I'm telling you, we're in a time. This is it, folks. We're in a time. In the last maybe 3 months, every time we minister, the presence of God just falls. And I want you all to take this. We were in a meeting with Billy Brim about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago. And Billy Brim had a word for Lynn. And I just have to share it because I know you love Lynn. I don't share it everywhere. So I don't want to cast pearls. But she said to Lynn, you've seen angels. And he has. He's seen a lot of angels. Discerning of spirits. But you're going to see more. And see, we're in the end times, a time when angelic activity is increasing. It's that send your angels. See, you send them to work for you. Don't let them be idle. I take other people's. Yes, because if they're not using them, we're going to double up, triple up. Send your angels to work for you. So Billy says, you're going to see more. And then we almost fell over. She goes, you're going to see Michael. And you're going to work with Michael. And some of it you'll tell, and some of it you won't. Glory to God. Glory to God. And, you know, we had some conferences in Tulsa lately with Dr. Ken Stewart. You know Dr. Stewart? Well, he's been teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. He won't get off of it because so many churches have put them on the shelf. How can you have a supernatural power in your church if you don't release the gifts of the Spirit? Pastor Dan got right up and gave a word of knowledge and a prophetic word. Thank God. There's churches all around us that don't even know what that is. And they're always in the natural. And there's no power in the natural. And I'll tell you something else. There's no excitement in the natural anymore either. It's boring. And what the Lord, I want to tell how the Spirit's moving. But the Lord gave me these scriptures for you this morning. 1 Peter 5:7. This is a lovely commandment. Lovely. I was shocked when I first saw it after I was saved. I was shocked that that was a commandment of God. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, 1 Peter 5:7, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. That's the Amplified. You know, it says once and for all. I think only Brother Hagin achieved that. But it doesn't matter. If a care comes back on you, you can cast it again. You could cast it 50 times a day. And if you would, you would start having to do it less and less and less. And it would become a discipline for you. Something came at you. You'd immediately cast the care of it on the Lord. Think how much faster he could work in your behalf if you would do that immediately. Amen. Instead of calling 5 people to repeat the bad report. And Psalm 55:22 says, cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. No matter what it is, he will never let the righteous be shaken. Sometimes things try to come at us that shock us. They try to shake us, but we will not be shaken. Say, I will not be shaken. It doesn't matter what it is. I won't be shaken. I cast it on you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Psalm 27, 13 and 14. I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Remember, there's life here. It's the land of the living. That's why you're not supposed to miss church. That's why he says not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And even more so, it's important, he says, as we see the day approaching, the rapture of the church. Don't let something keep you out of church. The Yancunises have given their lives for your lives to bring life, to keep you from being shaken and mowed over by the cares of life and the pressures of this ugly world, to live in the peace and joy that the Lord was crucified and suffered to give us. How wonderful. And we can refuse anything else. I have a message. I'm not giving it today, but it's called Resist and Insist. Resist what disagrees with this book and insist on what's in it for you. And don't tolerate anything else. I don't want to see videos in heaven of how I gave up after 7, 8, 9 days, months, whatever. I don't believe it's going to be that long anymore, so I'm not even going to say that. 7, 8, 9, 10 days. I don't want to see a video that I gave up the 10th day and the 11th day. It was all laid out. The beautiful miracle result. I don't want to see that. So I'm not giving up. Ever. And you don't have to. Not to me, you don't. You know, our dear friend Jesse Duplantis, he's a great man of God. You know, people think he's funny, and he is funny, but that's just the surface funny. He is a deep, wonderful man of God. He has blasted so many churches recently about sipping wine. He doesn't believe in it. He lived a life of knowing what that does. We were saying earlier, what, even if you didn't know the word, do you know that you're losing control of your facilities? You're not as sharp if you drink even wine or beer. You could cross the line and kill somebody. You want to live with that? It doesn't even make sense. We don't want to be in an altered state. We've been given the life of God. We don't have to take drugs and drink alcohol, take pills. We have the peace of God. Oh. Every billboard and store I see that says cannabis, I curse it. It's going to go to nothing. And my next step is I'm going to start going inside and telling them I'm cursing it. And I think that'll bring up a good conversation where I can bring the Lord in and explain it. But they don't know what they're doing. If they knew what they were doing in light of God, on this earth and eternity, they'd close that thing so fast and take that sign down and fall on their knees and beg for mercy. So back to Jesse. Jesse has a new book out. And it has a crazy name. It's so crazy I can't think of it. But it's Jesse, so it's okay. But here's what it's on. It's on John 14, 13, and 14. And I'm going to read it to you. It's in red. We were teaching on this on our television show. We have a television show on DirecTV Monday through Friday. If you have DirecTV, channel 377, TCT Network, why do we have a television show? To get more word in you. To get more word in you when the church door isn't open. Get that on and get more word in you. And you, most of you have so much word in you now that all you, that's how you're not shaken. Something comes and it shocks you, you flip that on. You flip on your CDs, your Christian television, whatever, your iPad, your computer, and you listen to the strongest faith teaching there is. It won't take you 10 minutes to get over it. Because you already have the word in you. You just need a little dose handy to get you over that hump. Every day when I'm putting on my makeup and combing my hair, I have a podcast on of Strong Word. One of the ladies we prayed for, she was in the restroom with me earlier. There you are. And we were saying, it takes women longer to get ready than men. It's not really fair, but the Lord's going to do something, I know, to make it okay. Anyway, but put a podcast on. Put something on to be feeding you and putting more word in you while you're taking time to fix yourself up. Well, why let that time go by? Because you have to do it every day. You could become a giant. A spiritual faith giant. Just doing that. Glory to God. So anyway, here's the scriptures. It's spoken by Jesus. It's in red. Anyway, we were teaching on this on the TV show. So it's Central Time, 5:30, Monday through Friday on DirecTV, Roku, different things, whatever you have, and app on the phone, iTunes podcast, video, and 3:30 a.m. on DirecTV as well. So, tune us in, and we're going to fill you with the word. Yeah, we did. We went on in Pakistan and India. Glory to God. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works... Okay, that's not the one. I want that's the greater works. I don't want you to think about that this morning. I just want you to think about 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, okay, this is Jesus himself, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He said he'd do whatever you ask to glorify his Father. You say, well, I've asked and I haven't seen it. Well, you don't give up. But it also goes with John 15:7. You have to couple it with that. That says, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will. So you got to have enough word in you to make your faith strong enough to really believe. And then you can have whatever you ask. And as if that wasn't good enough, the next verse, 14, John 14, 14 says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And Jesse's book is founded on that, and he said, nobody believes it. Think about it. Let me put it another way. Nobody believes it's strong enough. I believe you believe it, but believe it more. The Spirit is moving all over the earth. We're in the end time revival, and we're going to see it in America increase, 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 increase. Don't be moved by the fake news and the God haters and the liberals that are like going crazy. Don't let that bother you. Watch the news enough to know what's going on so you can pray and bind things and loose things, and then don't keep feeding on it. Just check in and check out. But they're going to get their harvest if they don't repent. Nothing can stop seed time and harvest. Nothing except repentance and the blood of Jesus. So justice is coming. Scales are moving and things are going to be set right. But there was a documentary that has been put out in the last month. It's the second one by this group. And it is about revival in Iran. Have you heard of that? Sheep Among Wolves. Did you watch it? The whole church?
No.
Okay. It's so exciting because in China this is going on. There are millions in the underground church. And in Iran it's going on. Millions being saved. Mainly started by women. The women were so persecuted. And when they get saved, they not only love Jesus, they love Israel. They love the Jews that they've been taught to hate all their lives. Now that's miraculous. But I love the one part. The narrator said that one of the women, and they have to hide their identities, she said, "What would you say if I told you that the mosques are empty?" What would you say if I told you that Islam there is dead? Woo! It's happening. Because we're so close to the coming of the Lord. It's happening. And it's happening here. And we were just in South Carolina. And there's a group that's kind of like Campus Crusade. And I forget their name. But they are having fields of harvest. Have you heard of that? Fields of harvest. Going to every school and having a service. They're not calling it a service, but on the football field of the very high school, in every state, in every town, the public schools. And on Wednesday night, they're taking the stadium, and the Christian athletes and the Christian teenagers are giving their testimony. And not just that, they're praying for the depressed, suicidal, drug-addicted teens, and they're having deliverance right there in the stadium, and it's spreading, and it's spreading, and it's spreading, and it's called Fields of Harvest. And remember the See You at the Pole, where I don't know how often it is, but on Wednesday before school, on designated days, the Christians in the public school, they get to go stand around the flagpole. Has to be before school. We need boldness. I don't know if they could contain me just to that. But so this was on Facebook and it went viral this past summer at one school. It might have been in Connecticut. I'm not sure. Nobody came to the poll but one boy. And the boy wasn't a particular zealous. He was a Christian. But, I mean, he wasn't the boldest guy that's ever been seen. And he just stood there, and he said later, "I thought I could just go back into school, or I could just stand here and pray, even if I'm the only one." And he stood there and prayed. And you want to know what the Lord did with that? People were driving by and saw it. And several of them took a picture and put it on Facebook. And it went viral. And his own mother didn't even know it till she saw it. And atheists said things like, "We don't really understand what he believes, but we respect him that he stood alone for it." And that's what the Lord can do with one person, with you. Doing the slightest little bold thing. So before you make a decision from this day on about something little or something big, You ask yourself and ask the Lord, what's the bold decision I can make? What's the bold one? I'm going to make that one. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you, and thank you for having us. Glory to God.